when Yanukovych was talking to the EU about association,
right.
He was also working with the IMF on an IMF package similar to what was offered later and what we have now. I was working as the U.S. government's representative to him to try to get him to meet IMF conditions.
Okay. Listen,
I had more than 30,
I've only got 25
30
seconds.
Hours of meetings with him.
Listen, I've only
and
got
he
25
declined to meet
excuse
conditions.
Me.
Yeah.
I only have 25 seconds Please. Before they cut me off.
Okay.
So I want to make this point.
Let me speak to the weapons issue.
It's not your time. They're going to cut me off in 15 seconds. I hope that what we're doing is trying to bring peace to the Ukrainians and not to humiliate the Russians. And there's a lot of people, who, and I understand, I was a big Cold Warrior as well. Our goal should be to try to have peace in that part of the world, not to try to humiliate Russia again and again and again. There's too many people being killed out there, and I would hope that we have that with decentralization, which seems to be accepted by both sides, that string of those, that area of eastern Ukraine can remain part of Ukraine, even though that now you have this separatist violence going on, that with promise of decentralization and respect for everybody's rights and an end to the violence, that we can end this situation, and that should be our goal. And I would hope that we don't get caught up in trying to reestablish a Cold War with Russia, because we have so many people who have grudges. And sure, by the way, I understand that. Russians during the Cold War murdered how many Ukrainians? But our goal shouldn't be right now to make them pay for that, what they did during Stalin's era, but bring peace to that region. And I would hope that we can work together on that. I'm sorry, but they're going to cut me off right now.